This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis signed a sweeping gun control measure Thursday. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports it includes some of the strictest firearm restrictions in the country.
The law will make it illegal in Colorado to buy a wide range of guns without going through hours of safety training and getting a permit. That includes many rifles, shotguns, pistols, and some handguns. Supporters say the new law will limit the damage inflicted during mass shootings. Polis says it will make Colorado communities safer by ensuring gun owners are trained.
If you're going to be purchasing these weapons, it should be your responsibility to make sure that you're educated on how to safely use these weapons.
Polis says he wants to make sure the required training is affordable. The law goes into effect next summer. Colorado gun dealers say it will do major damage to their businesses. A gun rights group says it plans to challenge the law in court.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Community leaders in rural Colorado say deep cuts to Medicaid would hurt their local economies. 40% of residents in Alamosa County are enrolled in the state's Medicaid program. Joe Martinez, president of San Luis Valley Federal Bank, worries about
not only the effects at the healthcare level, but the trickle-down effects that it's going to have on communities, on individuals.
Denver's Pride Festival is having a hard time raising money. Organizers at the Center on Colfax say giving is down this year by two-thirds. They attribute the drop in part to how the White House has targeted DEI initiatives across the country. The center says they're down about $230,000 compared to last year. This is CPR News and KRCC.